Now, WBTM's Health Beat with Katherine Davis.
Has your child or teenager been prescribed an opioid for pain? Drugs like morphine, Sentinella, Vicodin, or codeine? Dr. Mary Dale Peterson, president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists, says with the current opioid crisis among children, it's important for parents to explore other options for their child's treatment. She says don't be afraid to ask questions.
It would be, could my child be effectively treated? Can I just try Tylenol or ibuprofen first? And how should I administer that? What side effects should I be looking for? We know that opioids can cause nausea, vomiting, constipation, sleepiness, or mood changes. Those might be symptoms. The sleepiness might be a symptom of having too much.
Dr. Peterson says 90% of opioid addictions start during the person's teen years, when the child's brain is especially vulnerable. So it's important to talk to your teenagers. To learn more, visit asahq.org/whenseconds count.
To replay this or other Health Beat programs, go to WBTMDanville.com and click on Behind the Mic. For WBTM's Health Beat, I'm Katherine Davis.